From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The Obama administration has directed the federal government to acquire a state prison in rural Illinois. The administration plans to transfer some detainees from Guantanamo Bay there, along with some other federal prisoners. The White House released a letter today signed by several cabinet secretaries saying the facility will exceed prison standards used in super maximum prison facilities. Some Republican lawmakers have criticized the plan, saying the decision will make Illinois a greater threat for terror attacks. A suicide car bomber killed at least 8 people in a heavily guarded district of Kabul, Afghanistan today. Dozens of people were wounded. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson filed this report from Kabul.
How the car bomber managed to get past the checkpoints in this district that is home to Western embassies and many Afghan officials is unclear. His target appears to have been a former Afghan vice president who was uninjured. Most of those killed and wounded in the morning blast were passers-by. Sultan, who is 30, and like many here, goes by one name, says he watched in horror as screaming and bloodied victims ran past his office. He and other witnesses complained it took police and rescue workers too long to get to the scene. A few hours later in southern Afghanistan, a suicide bomber on a motorcycle killed 2 Afghan military officers and wounded 2 others. An American service member was also killed in the south by a roadside bomb. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will fly to Copenhagen this week and attend the International Conference on Climate Change. Clinton will join President Obama, who will arrive at the summit later in the week. Clinton published an opinion piece today calling for an international accord that would help steer the planet toward a new agreement on how to handle greenhouse gases. 800,000 lots of the new H1N1 swine flu vaccine have been recalled, but government officials say there are no safety concerns. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Sanofi Pasteur, one of the 5 manufacturers of H1N1 vaccine, has recalled the lots because tests showed that the vaccinations were 6 to 12% less potent than they should have been. The vaccinations were made for children 6 months to 3 years old. Some, but not all, have already been given. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that there's no danger from the less potent vaccines. Children who've already received it don't need that vaccination redone. That's because 2 doses are recommended for children, and a low-dose version and a normal dose is enough for protection. So far, more than 94 million vaccines have been made available. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 36 points. They're at 10,464. The NASDAQ is down 3 points at 2208. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1109. This is NPR. The City Council of Washington, D.C. has voted to legalize same-sex marriage. The vote was 11-2. D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty says he will sign the bill. However, Congress has final say over laws that are adopted in the District of Columbia. Opponents of same-sex marriage have promised to urge federal lawmakers to block the bill. Veteran actresses Sandra Bullock and Meryl Streep have each been nominated for a pair of Golden Globe Awards. The nominations were announced today, and the awards will be handed out January 17th. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Bullock was nominated for her roles in 2 movies, The Blind Side and The Proposal, while Streep will compete twice in the category for Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for It's Complicated and Julie and Julia. The drama Up in the Air received the most nominations, 6, including Best Actor for star George Clooney. The musical 9 received 5 nominations, and its stars, Daniel Day-Lewis and Marion Cotillard, were nominated for Best Actor and Actress in a Musical or Comedy. In television, HBO earned the most nominations, with 17 for such programs as Big Love and Entourage. The new Fox series Glee received 4 nominations. Golden Globe winners are seen in Hollywood as a way that films can gain prominence for Oscar nominations. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
One measure of inflation is higher. The Labor Department says inflation at the wholesale level, before it reaches consumers, rose 1.8% last month. Analysts were surprised, looking for a smaller increase. Most of the jump came in the energy category. Wholesale energy costs were up nearly 7% in November. The cost for gas and home heating oil were up quite a bit. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.